Sup nerds, welcome to Powerful Quarantine Cast episode 8. In this occasion, we have as a guest Baptiste Lavin from the Gascon French band Boisson Divine, an amazing folk power punk band. You should really listen to their new album, La Haya. I hope you enjoy the show. This was recorded live on a stream on June 14th. Enjoy the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome to
Powerful. Oh, now we're live. Hello.
Powerful live edition podcast. So please, Stella, take
over. Okay, hi, everyone. Apparently, we have started the live stream. So, hi again. Welcome to Powerful, a power metal live stream, where we talk to power metal musicians and we just, I don't know, try to hang out since we're all inside. Yeah. So my name is Stella, and I'm here with our usual co-host, Fernando. And today we are joined by Baptiste from the power metal, folk metal band from Gascon, France, Boisson Divine. So hi, Baptiste.
Hi, Stella. Hi, Fernando.
So we like to ask all our guests on this show, since we are a power metal show, what are your top four power metal bands?
Oh, first question. The hardest.
It's always the hardest one, yeah.
Well,
you know, this is the greatest way to get to know somebody, to find out their top four power metal bands.
Okay, so top one, Halloween.
Nice. Nice.
Two, Edguy and Avantasia. I can't dissociate
they're the same
two.
Thing. Yes.
Wow, that's hard. Maybe there's so much. Rhapsody.
Beautiful.
And let's say...
Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah. Blind Guardian.
Blind Guardian.
Wow, awesome.
Solid
Those
choices.
Are very... Yeah, solid choices.
Classic.
Excellent power metal bands. Very classic.
Very classic. That's great.
Yeah. So we actually found Boisson Divine. I don't even know how we found it. Somebody in our community like brought it up. And
yeah, from Bandcamp.
Immediately we were... from Bandcamp. Yeah, I think we found you guys through Bandcamp. And immediately we just love the powerful choruses, and it was just so positive, which is great, since I don't know, the world has been sort of a little bit weird this year.
You think so?
Yeah. Understatement of the year, right? Yeah. So here in like the city. Like Fernando lives in a big city and I live in like a kind of a large city too, except on the outskirts. Is Gascony like affected by the pandemic at all? Or like, what's the situation like over there now?
Gascony is not different than every place in the world. So the virus is here, but I don't know, maybe, there is no such big city in Gascony. Except Bordeaux, but what you have to know is that Gascony is not a real region.
Oh.
We don't have an administrative or a region or whatever. Gascony only exists in the mind of those who want it to exist. So we don't have an official statement saying Gascony is a region of France or whatever. We're just split into two big administrative regions, and we try to save our identity now. But we all know the virus is here. No, we can't escape it. We were not too affected by it, since I don't know, maybe three or four people died in the area where I live. So there's not so much.
There's not much you can do. You just have to like be careful, I guess, and. Don't sneeze on people. don't lick random things.
Which people? I don't meet people. You know, I'm not from a big city like, unlike you. I'm from a small town. Mm-hmm. There is only 1,800 people. So
That's small.
This is not a large city, just a small town, and wow. It's one of the biggest in the area.
That's amazing.
Other villages are like 300, 500, 65 people. It's just a bunch of small towns.
Hmm. That's so different from what we are used to. I really want to ask you about winemaking, but first, let's talk about your musical project. So I recall that you started Boisson Divine with like one other friend. Are all the other band members local as well?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. Yep, we started a band in 2000. No, in English, correct English is 2005.
That's correct enough. Everyone will understand.
Yep.
Yeah, we understand you. It's all good.
And we were like 13 or 14 years old. And I met the drummer, Adrian. And it was a small school. We were only maybe 200 students. And we just met because we were the only metalheads.
That's amazing.
Yep, it was easy. And we maybe converted one or two friends to metal, but that's pretty old. We were maybe five at the end of the school. So we met on the playground benches. Oh. And he was a drummer. I was a guitar player. I was not a singer at the time, but I took the singing part because you know, one have to sing.
Yeah, one has
somebody
to sing.
Has to do it.
It fell on me. And we had interests both in our regional culture, regional language, and we play in the same rugby team. So we are rugby players. So
nice.
Both of us, we had the same interest, if you want. So we started the band. It was just for fun, nothing serious. We didn't thought about releasing an album or whatever you can imagine when you start a band. Just making silly songs on our own. And I remember that we used to compose from the beginning. It was just punk rock song with three chords, three power chords, and stupid lyrics. And it was in French because, you know, the Gascon language is slowly decreasing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And maybe even in Gascony, I think 10 to 15% of people speak it, but the other one, no. So it's a really, really underground language. So naturally when we started we were speaking French, but we developed our interest in our culture maybe 1 or 2 years later. There is a band in our region called Nadal, and it's kind of very popular. It's not metal, it's just traditional instruments with kind of pop. It's not
cool.
It's not pop for pop music, it's pop for popular, you know it.
Yeah.
It's not Taylor Swift or whatever, it's just popular music from one area. And we really love that kind of band. And so we dig further in our culture, and we added instruments. So we added the bagpipes from land, the flute, and we started singing Gascon because it felt just natural. It was not something we planned, but it just fell on us like that. Mm-hmm. Everything fell on us like that.
So are you fluent in Gascon, or did you have to like learn it to be able to sing and write in it?
Back in the day, we were not fluent. Now, yes. And but you know, we are our grandparents are natural speakers.
Yeah.
And we always, I always remember hearing my grandfather speaking with a neighbor in Gascon language. I didn't understood when I was a little boy, but I just I just hear that language and something it was stuck in the back of my mind, maybe. And yeah. When I try to have information on our own culture, I just remember what he was saying. And if you want to just learn it like a linguist, it's not natural transmission, because natural transmission is decreasing in the area. But I had to learn it like a linguist. So nowadays I'm fluent, but it was not the case at the beginning. So we had to.
So you had to really, you had to very, very actively study it.
Yep.
You cannot just like go around and expect to absorb it.
No, unfortunately, we can't do that anymore. There's only small groups of people speaking it. And if you want to speak it, you have to be really interested in it.
You have to like find a group or a conversation group or something.
Yep. You have to like found a band and sing in Gaska.
Found a band.
That's the best way.
So that's amazing. Yeah, no, I totally feel that too. Like I'm not originally from the US. I don't know if you can tell. Yeah, and I also feel like I'm losing my first language. It's a little bit sad, so maybe I should study it.
What is your first language?
My first language is Indonesian.
Oh,
I was born in Indonesia, so
nice.
And now I'm in the US. I just speak English all day. I call my parents, but I only speak about 50% Indonesian to them. The other half is English. So I feel like, man, you really need to put in some work if you want to preserve a language.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard.
I had a friend when I was studying wine. I had an Indonesian friend. He came all the way from Jakarta to study in France. And,
that's where I'm from.
Yep. He was a really great person. And we just formed a little band after school. He was just a cover of silly song. He was the best player.
Yeah.
Cool.
He taught me some Indonesian words, but I just can't remember anything. I'm sorry.
That's great.
7 or 8 years ago, and I forgot everything.
Nice. Yeah, languages are hard. If you don't speak it every day, oh my God, it just like, you just forget it so easily.
Just goblok, no?
Goblok! He just told me, he taught you the bad words. It's okay.
I know what it means.
Like bar fight words. Oh my God, it's so funny. Yeah, so since you live in like a town of 100 people...
No, 1,000.
Okay. All right. So you found your other band members online, and like, were they all interested in like practicing Gascon language as well?
So to tell you about the story of the band, we were only two until the release of our first album in 2013. Time. So we you know, one day in 2009 we realized that we have enough songs to make a full record, and we say, okay, let's make a record. But the problem is, how do we record? Who is gonna mix it? Who is gonna be the producer? Who is gonna distribute it? We had no idea how the music business is going on. So it took us 4 years to put out the first album. And when the record came out, we had no plans, really no plans. We were not playing live, obviously, because we were only two.
Yes.
And to play live, we needed to be like six, like what we are now. But back in the day, it was just putting out an album to put out an album. So nothing really planned. And when it came out, we had some great reviews all over the world, which really surprised us. And people start asking us to play live. And we were like, before we play live, we had to find live members, you know. So people keep asking us. And one day we say, okay, just let's do it, because it would be just a waste to not put the Boisson Divine on Boisson Divine. Sorry. Boisson Divine on stage, it would be just a huge waste to not play live. So we had our guitar player. He's from the same rugby team as us, but he's younger, so we didn't play together at the time because he was younger. But we asked him and he joined. So he was from the same village. His brother was kind of my best friend when we were at school. And he was in the same rugby team, so we played together. We had issues with, we couldn't find a bass player, so we asked the brother of the drummer.
<Close enough. laughs>
So he came. And after that, we had to find a traditional instruments player, which was the hardest because, you know, and traditional instruments players are not really into metal.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
I can only imagine. I feel like in the folk metal crowd, there's like exactly two people who play like the hurdy-gurdy in a metal band. There's very few people.
But we found the perfect guy. His name is Pereg Albagel. And he was a metalhead from a city just 1 hour south from our town. And he just arrived in the city like a couple of years ago. And he was a bit alone, so he formed a Facebook group called Metalhead Pipers. So it's a discussion group for people who are in metal bands and playing pipes. So it can be bagpipes or whistle or whatever.
Mm.
And when we put out our first record, he contacted me to say, hey, I just discovered a band. I'm just 1 hour from you. Would you like to join my Facebook group Metalhead Pipers, because you play bagpipes and you are a metalhead, so I eventually say yes. And after that I realized that to play live I need a bagpiper, so do you want to join my band too?
Right, that's great.
So we met one night. He was playing the Scottish bagpipes, you know, the big one,
mm-hmm.
which
is
slightly different from our bagpipe, which it looks like that.
You have one.
Very, very tiny compared to the big one. There is not the drones. Very different playing. And so we discussed, we went to a bar to see a show. And he was involved in a lot of projects back in the time, so I gave him the CD, and he told me, yes, I will listen to it. Maybe I will join your band. But he was not convinced because he had so many projects going on. So
I'm sure everybody is looking for a bagpipe player, and there's approximately one in your area. It's so like he's going to be in like 12 bands.
So I get back home and him too, and he put the CD in the car, and after the end of the first song, he pulled out the car on the side, and he called me.
He turned around like this.
Yeah, okay, Baptiste, I listened to the first song, only the first song, and okay, I'm in.
You got it. That's because it's good music. You have
like,
a good songs.
I have one. And after we had the flute player, we were at the time the bagpiper girlfriend. So they were at the same music school. It's like we call it conservatoire. Maybe in English it's conservatory.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of it. Okay. So the traditional conservatory, and they were studying music like professionals, so they all have a degree in music and they are the only professional in the band now.
Wow, they're professionals. That's amazing.
Yep, unlike me.
You are a self-taught professional.
Yeah, as long as you're getting paid for what you do, you're a professional. So you're right.
It's okay.
So
Fernando is a professional too.
Technically, yeah, I'm a professional. I've been paid to do stuff.
Yes.
So the main thing that I'm taking from this whole story is that the van doubles as a rugby team, basically.
Yeah. It's right. half of a rugby team and half of a family and friend from a region.
That's great.
That's perfect blend.
That's really nice.
Yeah, so you have a lot of like Gascon identity and like language, and obviously you're very local. And like we know in a lot of folk and power metal, there's a lot of most folk and power metal bands have more appreciation globally than locally. But your band is kind of in a special situation. So do you have a lot of like local fans and support? Do you play shows locally or is it mostly online and abroad?
Let's say that both. We have the local support and we have the international support, like you. Thank you, guys.
Yay.
And you know, the locally, when we start to play shows, we only play locally, just in an area of, let's say, 300 kilometers or 400 kilometers from home.
Yeah.
And for people who liked, we are really involved in a language. And it was just from for the beginning. And we started to play metal show in 2016, maybe. And when we started to play metal show, we just started to grow up because people discovered us outside of the area. But we have a very strong local support. For example, in our songs are talked in schools, you know, children from 5 years old to...
children are learning your songs.
Yeah, that's great.
That's amazing. Cool.
Yep, because there is, you know, bilingual schools, Gascon and French.
Yeah, okay.
And, Gascon is not talked like a language. It's, you know, they talk Gascon. They talk the math in Gascon. They take lesson of geography in Gascon
right.
too. And the other half is French. So really bilingual school. And children from 5 years old to 12 are learning our songs.
That's
so,
great.
So there was like. 1 year ago, we were asked to play for them. And before we did the show, we did 3 songs with the acoustic guitars and children singing 3 of our songs. So it was a really great moment. Very special because I don't think many metal bands have that songs in taught in school.
Taught in schools. Yeah, that's amazing. Yep.
So that's for the local support. And we have the international support now. That really surprised us when we released the first album. We didn't expect anything. I think maybe even my neighbor didn't know we had one. And we released the album on Bandcamp, and like 4 or 5 days after that, we had the first order. And he was a Japanese guy. Like,
your first order was from Japan. That's amazing.
That's the magic of the internet.
That's so cool. But
yeah.
The magic.
The internet is magic.
And we're like, what the fuck? We didn't even translate the lyrics.
This isn't even here. Wow.
This is like a 4-4 euro.
4 euro. So. You made 4 euros from some person in Japan.
Yep, and we're like, wow, that's great. And from the beginning, we had support from all over the world. So we are very grateful for this because we didn't expect this at all. So it turned out for the best.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's great.
So like you have fans from around the world and you have also, you guys also toured a few countries, right? Belgium, Japan, what else?
That's all.
That's all?
Yep.
Hey, that's pretty. That's a lot.
We're not doing a lot of shows because we are not professionals. And I don't want to be a music professional. I have my job and the winemaking on my own estate. on my own estate. Sorry, because I'm a little tired. Yes. My accent is going on.
No, it's great.
And so I work on my family estate, making wine with my father, and I don't want to tour around the world. I don't want to be a professional musician. It's a choice. I know that we could do it if we wanted, but I prefer to stay in my area doing my thing. Mm. But I like to do one country per year, or one or two. That's what we did in Japan in 2018. We were asked to do 3 dates in a row with Antiferum, Trollfest, Windrows, and some other band.
Crazy,
and we're like,
cool lineup.
What a cool plan.
Yeah.
What
a cool ride. And that was perfect for us because it's like a vacation, you know, it's like holidays. We took maybe 2 weeks holidays. We took three days to visit, 3 days to do show. That kind of tour is really perfect for us because we don't have to be far from home a long time, but we can discover the countries and meet our fans around the world. So I hope that we can reproduce that model and maybe tour abroad one country per year or two. That would be great. So in 2018, we did Japan. 2019, we did Belgium. 2020, we will do nothing because of the coronavirus. But let's see what we will do in 2021.
Oh, yeah. So, like, since you don't tour much, it's going to be difficult to catch you guys live. So I hope that, I don't know, maybe we're going to have to travel to find you guys.
Yeah.
I would prefer to visit you in the U.S. because we had a lot of orders from the U.S. So we had a lot of support. So, yep, it would be cool to cross the sea one day and to play in the United States or maybe in Argentina, Chile, or kind of South American, because we have a lot of South American
fans. You're
going to
have so many fans in South America. I'm even advocating for South America because I just know how like wild the crowds are there compared to...
Yeah,
I hope we can make it one day because they keep asking in a commentary, the classic comment, you know, come
Brazil.
To Brazil.
Oh, come to Brazil, come to Brazil.
So we have to do it.
Come to Brazil.
Yeah, you'll always find enough people for at least one medium-sized show for sure. Just gotta sort out all the logistics of traveling, but there's an audience for sure.
Yeah.
And especially with
I hope only we can make it.
Especially with this last album. Like, this is great.
Yeah.
La Jada is just...
Yeah, thank this you. Last album was really great.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. So you're a winemaker in real life. That's really cool. I wish I knew more about wine. Here
but you
in
live
Southern
in California.
I know. Okay. Here in Southern California, where I live, like this is more of a beer country. Like people, there's so many microbreweries here, and I feel like everybody is brewing in their garage.
Yeah. spreading like a disease.
Yes, it's spreading like a disease. Yeah, and we have a lot of like really cool and interesting styles of beer here. But in terms of wine knowledge, like I know almost nothing. Which is sad.
Wow, that's a shame.
It is sad.
Because
yeah,
California is like the biggest wine country, the biggest wine region in the US, no?
Maybe.
It is,
I have
but
no
it's
idea.
Probably not specifically in the area where Stella is from. I think it's...
Yeah. So in California, there's Napa country, right?
Napa Valley.
Napa Valley. Yeah, that is that's like very north, or like in the north middle of California. It's very far from where I live. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's true that you have a huge country. It's like 100 times the time of my country.
Yeah.
So.
Just California itself is huge. We don't
it's
think
massive.
About it, but it's
so massive.
It's really big.
It's so large.
You want to see my label? That's my
yes.
wine.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's beautiful. It looks there's so, like a bearded man.
Yeah,
on it.
For everyone that's listening to this episode, the recording and not watching the video stream, we'll put a. You have to send us a picture of the label, so we can put a link for people that are only listening to the audio to see it. You'll find it in the show notes.
Totally do it.
That's really cool.
Yeah. So, somebody in the chat mentioned Cantillon. They're from Belgium. Do you know them? they're a beer maker.
Where do I see the? Can I see the chat? Ah, yes. Open a conversation. No.
Yeah, they're a beer maker. They make like wild ales. They're from Belgium, so I bet you can probably find their stuff better than we can.
Can I see the what people are writing? Yeah, where is it?
We'll link it to you.
So it's we'll just send you a link. There's just one comment in the chat right now.
Okay. Here, open this link.
I don't know them.
And mute the audio of the video.
No, that's too risky.
Or else it will echo.
Yeah. No.
No worries.
I'll just stay here.
There's not a lot of people on the chat right now, but we will just we'll mention everything that we see.
Oh, gosh. All right. His audio is cutting out again.
No.
Cool.
My audio is cutting out again. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay. Oh, we have a message in French that.
Yeah, I'm gonna paste it to you in the Skype chat, and you can.
We're gonna paste it to you, and you can read it out loud and translate it for us.
Okay, la haye vraiment, la haye merde. Oh, it disappeared.
You have to click on the.
Ah, yep. La Haye est mon album préféré de l'année jusqu'ici, vraiment. It means that La Haye is my favorite album of the year for now.
Oh, yay.
Yep. Maybe it's one a member of the band who brought it.
No. This is actually someone that we know. It's a real human fan
and
that exists.
It's a it's a real fan, and she speaks French, so this is perfect.
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's my favorite too.
So like I'm just interested in like what's it like being a winemaker? So you're involved in the growing as well or like in the fermentation? Like what's the day-to-day life like?
It's everything. So you just plant the vine. So you had a tiny vine at the beginning. So you grow up, and after 3 years, you are about to cut the grapes and make wine.
Years.
So we do everything from the plantation, the growing, the fermentation, the bottling, and the selling. So it's very complete, very diverse, and that's what I love about my job. So you can't get tired of it because you had so much to do and so much diversity in your job. So the morning you can wake up with your boots and go to the vine and make some physical stuff.
Yeah.
In the afternoon you can have a meeting with a buyer, so you have to dress with I don't know what you say, the costume.
A suit.
So you have to be very business like.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
The tuxedo. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yep, you can do all kind of stuff, and that's what I like about it.
Amazing. No wonder you don't want to tour all the time if you have to do everything. Like if you take care of the whole production from start to end of the winemaking, that's more than a full-time job already.
Yep. Yep. Especially like this time of the year, the vine is growing at full speed. And I am like doing maybe 16 or 17 hours in a week, plus the album promotion.
Oh, wow.
Right.
So that's great, great work. That's why my accent is fucked up and I'm not able to pronounce English correctly. I have to drink the entire bottle of wine to get by my English.
To get your English back, that's beautiful. That's perfect. Do you have like a tasting room at the vineyard where people like visit and you can like talk to them and stuff?
Yep, it's nearly finished. So we just started again the activity on the vineyard because we had little else issues back in the day. But now I'm coming back and we are making the tasting room right now. And it will be over maybe in 1 or 2 months. And I just received the new tanks because I didn't had any tanks. We just sold it like 10 years ago. And now we are restarting. We are starting over the activity in a cellar. So just maybe in 3 days, the next Monday, I get my tanks, my new steel tank.
Yeah.
Yeah, we get it.
Stainless steel
tanks. Yeah.
It sounds like heavy power metal.
Yeah, that sounds pretty powerful. To
stainless
me.
Steel, stainless steel.
You can write songs about winemaking in your next album.
We already did it on the first, so.
On the first. Yep. Yeah, so, you know, I saw this like on the Facebook. There you wrote that that you were asked by Russian fans to translate your lyrics.
Yep.
How did you find out that you had such a interest in Russia?
Because the guy just contacted us on a Facebook page. He sent me a message. Hey,
that's amazing.
I'm not the owner, but I'm just the creator of VK. VK is like Facebook, but in Russia.
Yeah, in Russia. Yeah.
I got the VK group, and we are doing like folk and Viking metal stuffs. And he told me like we have 30,000 people following us, and we are you are like one of our favorite band of the VK. So I was nice. And he asked me to translate the lyrics, and we just have a bit of a talk, and it turned out that in Russia Gascon is super popular due to a book. It's called The Three Musketeers by Alexandre Dumas,
and
it's like a classic book in Russia. They read it at school, and they had a classic movie from the 80s about Gascon, and he sent me a link with like High School Musical from the 80s with people dressed as musketeers.
Wow.
Yes.
And singing a song in Russian. I just understand one word, and it was Gascon.
You're like, that's me. That's me.
But it's kind of a super, super popular movie. And that's why Gascony have a good image in Russia. But again, it really surprised us.
That's so interesting. Great. Yeah, like reading through the lyrics is like your descriptions of the lyrics kind of made me want to look up things, you know? Like I just thought it was interesting that you wrote about people who moved to Uruguay and Argentina with like Gascon heritage, and now there's just a bunch of people living there.
And just like Fernando, he's got a Gascon name, Rey.
Ooh.
Apparently.
Wow, did you know that?
Rey is a typical name in Gascony, but it's a typical name in Spain too.
Yeah.
But you might have ancestors from Ireland, you know?
It might be if we go far enough. I know that. So my grandparents are from Argentina, but their parents are from Spain. And that's as far as I know. I never checked any further. But it might be eventually everything just goes to Central Europe, I guess.
Yep, just Rey, it's meaning king in English.
Yeah.
It's a very, very common name in the area. So maybe, why not?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. You guys are like distant cousins, maybe.
Maybe.
Who knows?
May we meet again.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
So in terms of like future plans with the band, the album just came out this year. Are you kind of taking a break right now or thinking of new songs? You have new songs written? Like, what's the plans with the band for now?
We never take breaks.
Yeah.
Yes, we do because we are not doing anything at the time.
Because
but
you guys are winemakers.
Yeah.
And you have other things to do.
No, just like I told you, for the first album, we finished composing it in 2009, and it was released only 4 years after that.
Wow.
So in that meantime, you know, I always compose things. I always have new ideas, and new ideas just happen when I don't want them to happen. So when I'm at
right.
work, like a big work period, and like something came into my head, and I have to record it on the phone, like just
right.
la 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 la.
Yeah.
And when and at the end of my work day, I just go at home at night and take the piano or the acoustic guitar and try to find the chords to what I record on my phone. And maybe it took years or it took months or days, it became a song. But I am doing it constantly. I don't know when the idea could came, so I compose not every day, but every month. So maybe I have two or three ideas from new song or whatever. And, you know... when we had these 4 years to put out the first record, I didn't stop to compose. So we have a stock with 4 years of song in advance. So I just when we have to release an album, we are like, okay, let's see what's in a demo file in the stock, and we do like a best of the demos to release an album. So
it's like let's dig around in here and see
so,
what we have.
That's great.
Yep. So we have 4 years of songs in advance, and the new album La Haya was. We chose the songs in 4 years ago, in 2016, and just came out 2 weeks ago. But in these 4 years, I composed a lot. So if we wanted, we could reunite tomorrow and say, okay, we have 20 songs to choose. Let's make a new record. So
wow, you great. Have quite a stash of songs in
yeah.
your.
Yep.
In your archives.
Yep, so we only have to choose between the greatest and just make a best of the demo that we just recorded.
That's great.
Recorded.
Amazing.
Amazing.
That's so cool.
You also have right. some covers on
yeah, go on.
On the Bandcamp. I see that there's a lot of bonus tracks. And
yep.
Adishatz is a cover, right? That's it's a great version of that song. I really like your version. It has that punk rock energy. That's
yep.
really cool.
Did you listen to the original version?
I listened to the original version because
perfect.
I heard yours and it was like I know this melody from somewhere. I probably heard it somewhere before, and then I looked it up and I listened to the original version. It's really cool, but I like yours. I like the energy.
So yeah, there is 5 bonus tracks on the new record. I know that's a lot, that the half of an album.
Yeah,
but
it's like an old EP.
Yeah, it's a new EP.
Yeah,
and we finished the recording of the album in September. And it came out in May because our sound engineer had some projects at the time. And the album was really hard to mix because every song is really special. Every song is different from the previous one. So it was a really, really big work from him to mix it properly and to do the master, etc. And so I was a bit... free to do to record something. I wasn't bored because I always have things to do. But you know, from September to May, I had plenty of time to to record those bonus tracks. So I found out a poet from the area. He's like 94 years old. So
wow,
he's older than the trees.
Wow.
Right.
Younger than a mountain, growing like a breeze. No, sorry. It's not a different song. Take me home. So I discovered this poet and I got really interested into it. I published a book of 99 poems in Gascon language. So I started seeing why not making acoustic songs, beautiful acoustic songs of these poems. Because, you know, the traditional public in Gascony is not fond of electric guitars and thundering drums. But they like the melodies and they like the language. So sometimes we made some acoustic shows in like bars of restaurants or whatever.
That sounds very nice.
And you have people from 5 years old to 19 years old. 90. So you have the grandfather, the father, the children. When we do acoustic shows, we can have everyone. So that's why we do some acoustic shows from time to time. And like the poet is 94 years old, I don't want it to surround him with a big heavy metal on his poem. So I just let's do it the acoustic way.
You it did make more what sense to my poems?
Yeah, and I've been like, no, not really, because I sent him the album a few days ago. And he answered me, you know, I'm not a specialist in modern music, so I didn't listen to it, but I gave it to my sons. I gave it to my son, and they told me that it was one of the best things they ever heard in a genre.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So you can be proud of yourself, and you are the future of Gascony. So
nice.
Whatever.
That must be
What's
nice.
Next?
What's next? Cool. That sounds really cool.
Yeah. I had
that
plenty
you can
of time
reach
to do the
all these people.
Yep. So, like I said, I had plenty of time to do the bonus tracks. So I started to do 1, 2, 3. I thought it was finished, but yeah, another 1, 4, 5. And I was close to finish the 6th one. But my friends told me, no. But that's enough. 5 bonus tracks.
5 bonus tracks is enough.
You can compose more bonus tracks than regular tracks, so I'll stop.
Wow, that's
great. You're gonna release a double album at this rate.
Yeah,
that the next. What can we do next?
Yeah, I guess that's
album,
your answer.
Double concept album.
Concept album.
That's your answer to what can we do next? A double album.
That's great.
Cool.
So.
All right. I think that's all that's pretty much all the questions I had for you, Fernando. What do you got?
Well, I'm going to talk a bit about La Haya. It's La Haya, right? I want to be sure I'm saying it correctly.
Yeah, you say it correctly because Gascon is more closer to Spanish than French. So people in France just butchering the name every time, but you know.
That's great.
Perfect.
Congratulations.
Thank you. One song that I think everyone that we know became an instant fan of is Libertad. That's really, really catchy. And I see that as you wrote that it's about how people are told to move into the city to live their dreams and lives, and how that might not be the true, like, the best way to actually achieve what you want or your freedom. Like, so you feel like people are leaving the small towns and just moving to the city just because, and it's probably not the best thing for everyone. That's kind of the idea, right?
Yep, it's totally the idea. I don't have a map on me, but I saw a map of the people, you know, the people from 200 years ago, where they were living and where they are living now. And, you know, before that in France, it was equal between the countryside and the city. Mm. And now in 200 years, there are the high peaks in the city. You know, on the map, the city is burning red because there is so much people. And the countryside is colored in white because there is not much people. So, yep, it's a real society problem because... in France, the classic speech is don't stay at the countryside, don't speak your regional language because they are useless, just speak French and speak English because you will have a better job, a better chance to succeed. But fuck it, this is my spirit.
Yeah, it's clearly working for you, so... Why change?
Yeah. So they were totally wrong. So, no, I won't say fuck it, but, you know, it's like the kind of pressure on young people. It's, you know, every day on the TV, on the radio, on the media, making fun of the farmers and the countryside. And it's not easy to get our people back, and I don't want them to. I don't want to stop them to move into the city. If they want to move in the city, I'm not gonna say to them it's bad or no. They do whatever they want. Mm-hmm. Maybe them will have a better life. For me, it will not have been the case, but maybe for other people, moving to the city was the only option. Maybe they didn't have the choice. I don't blame them for that. No, I just blame the classic speech of society telling you that the countryside is bad, that is for suckers, and come into the city, we have all the culture, you can do whatever you want. But there's a difference between having access to the culture and be a part of a culture.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
You know, in the saying, in a city come, we have the cinemas, we have the movies, we have the theaters, we have all the shows. Which is pretty cool. I would like to have metal shows in the countryside.
Right. But
it's not happening.
Yeah, that's the balance. Like you need density of population to have all these things happening to you. That's true. That's I found it really interesting because just listening to the song, it happened to all of us. Listening to the song, and it has this yearning, this hope, especially in the chorus, like, yeah, we can achieve this and everything will be all right later. But it's like a struggle for it. And then reading your explanation of the lyrics and this, like, it's a good pairing with the music. Really great.
Yeah, yep. I think the message really fits with a lot of us, like young adult people. I don't know what to call our age range. Like, I'm 31.
Like, what? You look 18.
No, I'm 31. I'm turning 32 in a few weeks. I'm old.
Okay, so I'm 28.
28 in a few
months.
Wow,
I never would have. I cannot guess. Yeah, but we feel like... like society wants you to pursue a career and work hard, and for what? At the end of the day, I think people should just do whatever they can to live happily and be like comfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't enjoy working that hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pure.
I'm always like, how can I make my life easier? You know.
But you got the right spirit. You know, the only question we have to ask us in life is just, am I happy doing what I do right now? It's just about, do I have enough money to survive or whatever? So, am I happy? That the spirit of the song.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it. Yeah. I think everybody should listen to this song and think about like what actually makes them happy and fulfilled in their lives, whether it's in the countryside or the city. Like, are you actually just living how you want to?
Yeah, Sometimes we forget. We mistake the journey with the goal sometimes. And it's like, are you actually trying to do what you wanted to do, or are you stuck trying to do the thing that you think you need to do? So it's good to think about that from time to time.
Yep. It's totally the spirit of the song. You know, they told us that the regional language are useless. Yep, it's true in their society of the capitalist thing. You don't have to speak a regional language because it's totally useless. Mm. You better learn the global English, because if you want to succeed in the economy, yep, you can do it. But what about the pleasure? The pleasure of speaking it, the pleasure of continuing something that has been around for 1,000 years. They don't think about the pleasure. It's only
That's such a good point. I think it's great for all of us to take up some activities that are useless. Like, for example, if I go walking in the forest or like a trail, like, what does that accomplish? Nothing, but it brings me joy. I'm actually like, I'm baking bread. I bake bread pretty often. Like, what does that accomplish? Nothing. But, you know, I get to work with my hands. I get to feed myself. Like, sure, it's not making anybody money, but it brings joy. I think people need to take part in more useless activities.
Yeah, definitely.
It's what makes you human, and what like builds, I don't know, I guess something beyond just making money.
It's living and not just surviving.
Yeah, I don't know. Yep. Like, I just, it's just, especially now in 2020, we have like this, we have, I think there's just been a lot of like discussion about like, we live in a post-scarcity society. Like, we should have enough resources to feed everybody. Like, why is everybody so stressed out still?
It's rough.
It is rough.
This is the thing that your music is doing to us. We're thinking about all these things.
I know. It's making us think.
It's really good. It's really great.
Which is fine. Yeah.
Yep. I totally agree with you.
Cool. But yeah, anyway, I think the song that was like, I thought was really funny was the one about the lizard. Yeah, because I was like, oh, I wonder what like La Ciculana means. Oh, it's the lizard. Okay.
Okay, why? What the fuck?
It's about a lizard. Cool. I thought it was something deep about like, you know,
no.
Like an ancient king or something. No, it's about a lizard.
Not at all. No, the music, the music is serious. You know, the atmosphere are really epic, but the lyrics are just a joke, a nonsense, stupid lyrics.
I love that contrast, and it's like the track right after the King of Sweden.
Yep. So, so you can't link the song.
Yeah.
Yep, the Ciculan like, wow, is so just it's just a joke. A friend of us told me that word that I didn't know. It his grandmother used to say this word a lot, and he told me so I can put it in the song. And yes, it's just about a very skinny guy, and that's pretty old.
It's so funny.
Yep. I don't know what to say about the song.
Listening, yeah. For those of you on the recording, if you haven't heard this yet, the song is like it goes through several phases. It's like atmospheric, and then it has a real epic like chorus. But it's about a person who can eat in large quantities but never gain weight. Wow.
And yep, I can say an interesting fact about this song. You know the intro with the voices a cappella.
Yeah.
Only the voices. Yeah, there's a bit of the synth just behind, but the majority is a cappella. Mm-hmm. So only the voices.
Yeah.
And the style of this singing is like the polyphonic, traditional polyphonic singing of our region. And the particularity of it is that you don't have a tempo. It's free. So,
no counting. So, you just go for it.
Yep, no counting. Yep, normally we sing in circle. We are just looking at us in the face. And we know how to end the phrases because we look at each other's mouth. And you know when one finish, you know how you have to finish too. And it sounds complicated because when we... What's the tempo? Oh, no, we don't have a tempo here. Okay. But in fact, it's just easy to do it. It felt just natural. And that's one thing we wanted to do for a long time because we do it on stage, just like the four of us singing only the voices. And in the metal shows, people are not used to hear that. So everyone is stuck just after an epic metal song. We start to sing only with the voices and people are just like, what the fuck is going on? And
that
after this,
so
we just release Unleash the Beast, Unleash the Metal Beast, and everything comes to normal. But yeah. It's something we wanted to do for a long time, a traditional kind of polyphony. Yeah. And we did it on track number 8, Udarekop. Yes, their intro with only the voices. And yep, this record is really based on vocal harmonies.
Yeah, that's great. And that's one thing that I miss a lot in modern bands is that having multiple vocalists actually do harmonies and multi-part singing, it's not something common anymore. And it's so great.
Yep.
Especially live.
We all like the Beatles,
right?
Gascony. Everyone can sing.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yep, yeah, I'm gonna have to re-listen to it. I will pay more attention to the lack of counting.
Yep. You won't be able to count, that's for sure.
Yeah,
but that style of singing is very common in the area. That's sometimes that we have something that we call the canter, and it's only people are people meeting to sing a traditional song. So it can be you can have a 5 years old of 18 or 80 or whatever. You can just sing what you want. So there is a melody that's leading the song. And after this, you got the high voice and the low voice. Mm. So we do harmonies. Usually the high voice is like a twin guitar for heavy metal. You know, three notes up.
Yeah.
And the bass is like something... very straight.
Yeah.
And
yeah, sometimes you can switch. And if there is a mixed group with men and women, the women can sing the low part, but one octave higher. So
right.
Everyone can find this place in that kind of songs.
Yeah, that's great. And that's a lot of fun for sure.
So it's like improvise. You make up the melodies and you just harmonize along with it.
No, it's not improvising.
It's not improvised.
You can improvise if you want, but everyone knows the songs.
everyone knows the songs.
And if you don't know them, you have a little you can learn it on cheats. You can sing with the lyrics in front of you. There's no problem.
Oh, that's fun.
That's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well,
cool.
That's really great. What a nice album. Again, thanks for making it because we really like it. I'm enjoying it a lot. It's something that we noticed that was rare is that so we usually hang out in a certain power metal corner of the internet, and it was like everyone liked this album, and that doesn't really happen. Usually there's a lot of arguments.
Yeah, I think that doesn't really happen. There's like an energy in this album that we haven't heard for a long time in new releases. I think that's why everybody liked it.
And this is people that are already
the punk rock energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is both
because you know too.
Sorry. I let you speak. Cutting. I have.
You know the kind of energies. It came from the punk rock influences. When I started to listen to metal, I was in pop punk bands like Sum 41, Blink 182, Green Day.
Yeah.
That's what brought me to metal. And I think we kept this influence of having this punk rock energy.
Yeah, for sure.
But from going to power metal to punk rock is not that difficult. You don't have many things to change. I can explain you why. A classic power metal beat is like the double bass and continue.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you do the power chords, you just...
You swap out your guitar.
You know, a classic power metal beat would be like...
You hold the chord.
And to make it punk rock,
you just play.
You don't just have to take out the double bass and just take two ta two ta two ta two ta the classic beat.
Yeah.
And you have to do that kind of course.
Yeah.
And that's only the two things to make a power metal song like a punk rock song with a lot of energy. And I think in power metal, sometimes it lacks a bit of energy, and doing these chords really heavily brings that kind of energy that sometimes power metal need. So it's not a big thing, but I like to attack the chords, the power chords like that.
Yeah, yeah, that's
exciting. I think it makes a big difference.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, yeah, it gives this propelling energy that we're probably not expecting, given that it's like, oh yeah, this is another folk power metal album. No, okay. And then you come strumming the punk style chords and it's like, yeah, yeah. This is the good stuff.
And usually people don't know how to tell about your music. What? It's a power metal band, or it's a punk rock band, or it's a folk metal band. They just don't know how to label our music, because we are balancing between the punk rock energy and the epicness of power metal. So it's really difficult for people to tell reviews Boisson Divine, it's like a rock high energy rock band, but I can't tell it's really power metal. And some other reviews say it's totally power metal with a kind of punk rock spirit. So we like to balance in the two things.
That's great.
I think people just hear the drums and they're like, oh man, this sounds really energetic, but I don't know why.
Yep. Sometimes you think adding double bass will make things more heavy or energetic, but no. Sometimes less is more.
Yeah. And sometimes just that having a constant drone of double kick bass, the only thing that it does is like make everything sound the same. So there's less dynamic movement.
Boring.
So sometimes you use it actually to bring stuff a bit down and make it more homogeneous. But when you just go propelling with it, tupa, 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 then you are going forward all the time.
It really wakes you up.
Yeah.
Yep, like the song number 4, Chevalier des Entrailles. There is double bass, but very few. There is only maybe 15 or 30 seconds. But when the double bass kicks in, totally kicks ass.
You
can feel if you have the double bass all the long of the song.
Yeah, there's no difference.
Totally. So that's the kind of thing that we like to do, and that's because we are not. I am not a great guitar player, and I'm not able to do things like sweep picking or whatever. Mm. So I justify myself saying, no, you know, I like blues guitarists, but the truth is I don't know how to sweep pick because I do too many instruments and I don't practice them often. And the same for the drums. There's only a little bit of double bass because it's not his specialty, you know.
Right, yeah, I totally agree with that.
We are not
get tired
very,
after.
technical men, but we do what we do. We try to do with what we are able to do, and we are not trying to do things that we are not able of doing, like big solos in sweep picking or high singing. Yep, I do high singing on a record, but on live performances, I don't know if I can make it. Because it's not my, you know, that power metal register only in the high and a mixed voice between the chest and the head.
Yeah.
It's really a technique that is really difficult. And I'm trying to learn it. And it's been many years since I tried to sound like Michael Kiske, but I failed. I still stuck in my car doing things that I'm not able to do, or maybe hitting note for 2 seconds and say, "Oh fuck it, I'm out of breath." But one
and
day,
being able to do that consistently night after night,
that's another story.
yes.
But with what you have, it works. So don't try to go, like I'd say, stay out of sweep picking. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah,
there's no need.
No, there's no need. I prefer the blues feel to the solos. It's not very common in these days.
Yeah, it's not anymore. It used to be, but not anymore.
When I see everyone being so technical, I just think, "Well, I'm a fucking loser. I can't do that." But when I listen to records, I say, "And finally, maybe one of the last one in power metal to do some kind of bluesy solos and not very technical." So I just keep it that way, and I'm just too lazy to learn to sweep pick, so I stay in my bluesy range.
I think that's great. I think that's great, and it works perfectly with the music that you guys are doing. So just keep going like this.
Just keep doing what you're doing, and we can't wait to hear what else you pull from your archives 4 years from now.
How are you? You won't be surprised.
Yeah.
I could tell you something, but I'm not sure I can reveal.
Oh.
Oh, top secret?
No, top secret.
Oh.
Maybe sorry. I'm searching for, I'm looking for my word.
Take your time.
We are not doing a concept album, but we are doing a concept song for the next album. And will be like 16 minutes long with 9 parts and narration. I think we're going to make it on the record, but we have to vote first. So I'm not sure about it, but I think everyone wants to do it. So, yep. When we had all those nice reviews for La Haye, we were like, my girlfriend started to ask me, how are you going to do better for the next? And I replied, we are not going to do better. We're going to make it different.
That's the way. That's the best.
Yep.
And
if you can make it better, make it different, then yep.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
See what happens. But
we have a lot of ideas and we have a lot of influences. So this album, like the La Haye, is very, very in a diverse city. So the next one maybe will be even more. But the challenge is to keep things with coherence. So I don't know the English word for it, but you know, the album, the new album, is feel like the songs are really different, but you can hear it the whole through, and you know, it's help me.
It's coherent, can tell they belong to the same album. That's what you want to say.
Yep.
Yeah. That's what I want to say. I love that a lot of newer music projects are expanding their styles, or are expanding like musical styles within the same album, but it still has a very signature sound.
Yep, thank you. That's what I wanted to say, but I couldn't find my words.
It's okay. It's getting late.
No, we can continue all through the night.
Yes.
I'm only half of the bottle, so.
Only half. The night is young. Right. Well, if we are completed with our discussion, I think maybe we can wrap things up.
We can wrap up.
You guys good?
It's been going.
Yeah.
An hour and a half.
Almost. Awesome. Yeah. We're almost an hour and a half. So. For those of you listening on the recording or on the live stream, if you haven't checked out Lahaya yet, you need to go to Bandcamp and download it. We will have links in the show notes and the description. So, check out Boisson Divine, and their album is, I don't know, very energizing, and I think amazing and perfect for whenever.
Yeah, if you're a fan of power metal, if you're a fan of folk metal, if you're a fan of punk rock, you should listen to the album. You would probably like it.
Yeah, it's very diverse, and we'll even link you to the Facebook post with all the like descriptions of the songs, because they're just so interesting. You can go on a Wikipedia journey and you can learn a lot of things.
Except La Sicurana.
Except La Sicurana, you're just going to learn,
you're going to have a fun time. You'll just have a fun time.
You can find an English translation of our lyrics on our Bandcamp page. And we made a full YouTube playlist when you have to activate the subtitles, and you have the full English subtitles. So,
oh, that's great.
There's no excuse to not understand what we're saying.
Awesome. We're going to link that too.
Yeah, for English and French speakers.
That's great. So for wrapping up the show, we always have our guests tell everyone that's listening to stay powerful. So if you would please do the honors.
Yep. Do you want me to do it with a full French accent?
Sure. However you want. This is your time. You can do.
And right after I do the full American accent.
Oh yeah, I want to hear your American accent too.
Stay powerful, guys.
That's great.
Stay powerful, guys. See you on the next episode.
Sorry. is that how French and American people sound? That sounds pretty accurate.
I'm sorry.
That's perfect.
Sorry, French and American people. That was our interpretation.
All right, everyone.
All right. Well, thank you so much for having for joining us on the show today. We had a lot of fun hanging out with you, and we hope that you're able to, hang out with us and reach some people.
Hopefully, we'll.
Yep, I had a lot of fun too, and it's a real pleasure to talk English after 2 years. And
was this your first English?
No.
Conversation in 2 years.
No. I did an interview 4 years ago for an American guy. But yeah. The last time I really spoke English in a conversation was in Japan when we make the shows. So it's been a long time, like two years and a half. And when I write English, there is no problem because I can think of my words, and I have plenty of time if I have hesitation to check on Google Translate to see if it's correct. But to speak English in live is another exercise. And I need practice, but thank you for training me.
It's great. No, you're great.
You know what? You did an incredible job for a guy who speaks English every 2 years.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Thank you. If you're able to understand everything, so that's perfect.
Awesome.
Oh, I'm able to understand 100%.
Awesome. Yeah, if you're able to understand everything, that's perfect, boy.
when I walk around outside in the US, I can confirm people sound like that. Yeehaw. But I'm just from California, so maybe not.
That's such a cliche, sorry.
Right. I apologize to all my all our US audience.
we can have fun.
We love you
sometimes.
All right.
Okay, everyone.
Okay. Well, we're signing off.
Bye.
See you later.
Bye, people on the stream.
Bye. Love you. Bye.